Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and what a sweet time in the Lord we have. Thank you how you care for us. Thank you how your word always encourages us. Thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And thank you, Lord, it's a life of but God. Man's reality, what a waste of time. Help us to live God's impossibility moment by moment. Lord, increase our faith. Let us feast upon the meat of the word of God. Thank you for your keeping. Thank you, Lord, for many of us here today. As that was said of those Philippian saints, from the first day until now. Bring it on. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles today to Romans chapter 4. Begin reading from verse 16. That's Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. What encouragement. Amen? What encouragement. Brothers and sisters, our father Abraham. Hallelujah. His most precious faith. Not living by what his eye would see. 100-year-old man. 100-year-old man. 90-year-old woman. And as the word of God says, a womb that was literally dead. Now, is there anything really more over than that? No, really. If you were thinking of, here's the definition of it's over, and the promise was that there was going to be a child born to that couple, you'd see Abraham at 100, Sarah at 90, a dead womb. That would be the definition of man's it's over. But you see, that is just it. God said no. That is exactly the state that that child is going to come forth. Now, I want you to think about this today. I really want you to think about this. I don't believe any of us here this morning have ever faced that great of an impossibility. I'm not here to try to compare ourselves amongst ourselves, but let's listen to the word of God. I don't think that any of us have faced anything more impossible than what faced Abraham and the promise that was told him. But see, that's just it, brothers and sisters. There is no impossibility with God. There's no impossibility with God. It's never over with God. Truly, it's always just beginning if you look to the Word of God. Every time throughout every story in the Word of God, he took man to basically where man was over. And then it was at that point God said, now I will begin. Those that surrendered and quit from trying to work in their own lives all came to find out the mighty hand and faithfulness of God. And I'll tell you what, there's no impossibility with God, and especially concerning his promises. As it says right here, Abraham fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able to perform. This is a life that believes God's word in everything that it is yea and amen. I love that. Do you believe the word of God like that? I mean, do you really believe the word of God like that? I mean, you can get excited about verses. You can put them on t-shirts. You can put them on your wall. But do you really believe that the word of God is yea and amen? Do you believe that if God said it, it's so? I love how he encouraged my heart one time. I was dealing with something. God had already dealt with it. And then I finally said, yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's that. He said it. That's that. And it was that simple as it came to my heart. Thanks be to God. Your word is true. Your word is all powerful. And I thank the Lord. He that shall come will come. I'm expecting him. He's told me that. But that's for everything in my life. As we've just read, call those things which be not as though they were. Is that not what the word of God has always told us? Believe me. Believe me. You'll see it come to pass. Now we live, brothers and sisters, in an amazing time. I think there's trying times more manifold than at any time. But once again, it's not to despair. It's to look to the word of God and say, well, my goodness, the Lord has ordered that specifically for us. We know that God has exceeded in these trials for us because it's impossible to please God without faith. You need a trial, praise God, to really bring forth faith. It's wonderful. You need a mountain to be removed before truly you say, you know what, Lord? I need that mountain to be removed. Amen. I think they sang about this morning too, and we didn't call one another either. You know, God has encouraged this little band. We have a sergeant at arms, and I love Brother Paul because the word of God tells us that he is the apostle to the Gentiles. And Brother Paul told us it was not only given to us to believe, but to also suffer for Christ's sake. We know that. Brother Paul also said that we would suffer in like manner as Brother Paul. So I thank God that we would even have despairing of like manner. We would even have pressed out of measure of like manner. And see, when you know that and you believe that and you're saying, hey, Lord, I know what you've taught me in the word of God, that it's impossible to reign with you if I don't suffer with you. So I know that he's going to bring these things. And these things in our lives, brothers and sisters, as the word of God says, think it not strange, that fiery trial. Amen. We know it's not that we expect them in fear. We expect in the word of God. Now, I was speaking with a precious brother today. I still expect the Lord to keep me from things. I know there's ones that say, well, if this happened to you, and I appreciated that. It was funny how God does that. He gives you that sufficient witness. I was thinking a very similar thing. Those that like to be negative, those that like to put you down. Yeah, but if this happened to you, let's see what you would do. Well, you know what? I'm trusting God that he's going to keep me from it. How's that? And then if he takes me into it, you know what? He's already prepared the way for me. He's already prepared, praise God, this vessel. He hasn't taken me to any place that he hasn't readied me for. Do you know that? Do you really know that for your life? I know sometimes that we look at things that they're so immense and so big, but nothing's hard for God. I love that about Abraham. He said he didn't know where he was going, but he knew God was leading. And he said, well, Lord, wherever you take me, you know what? I'm going. That's the heart of God. That's the heart of God in this precious brother. Now, the promises of God, as we know, in the word of God, it says they're yea and amen. It's just, will we awaken to them? Our deep trials are the very proof of the working in our lives that God is preparing us for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Without them, you would never attain. Without these things that, yes, we would rather not have. Let's be honest. At times, we would rather not go through these things. I'm a human being, and I appreciate it as my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If it be the will, Lord, let this cup pass before me. He knows me. He knows my weakness. But I thank God for his faithfulness. And I am full of faith in the faithfulness of my God, that he will take me on, that he will encourage this life, that no matter what storm will come, his faithfulness will see me through. It's not the faithfulness of this man. I would have quit time and time and time again. But I rely upon the lover of my soul. I look to the God of my salvation. I look to the one who holds me. And out of his hand, I cannot be plucked. And then he says, and yet my Father's hand is upon my hand. And no man shall pluck you, Jesse, out of my hand. Oh, the security of the believer. We are so secure. We are so kept. It's marvelous. The marvelous grace of our Lord. To praise Him truly for His mercy. And don't be ashamed to praise Him for His mercy. Be thankful that you know that. Be quickened in life. Lord, truly, I want to humble myself before you. But you understand, you can't humble yourself. You know what humbles you? The knowledge of the Word of God. The knowledge of the love of our Lord. The immense grace of our God. That humbles me. That He loves me like that. That He cares for me like that. That He wants me not to just wave a palm before the throne. That He wants me to rule and to reign jointly together with Him in the midst of the throne. He wants me to receive such grace. Matter of fact, all grace that He's poured forth. That He wants me to be for Him that descending glory. The descending city. That new Jerusalem, the bride adorned. Having the glory of God for Him. If that doesn't humble you. Do you see why not get wrapped? Why do we get wrapped up in the nonsense of this world? People thinking that they're so big in things. They're a company that they may have or a position. We're nothing. Nothing. Just dust in the balance. But yet to God. Yet to God, this was all set for us. Everything, again, for Him. And matter of fact, it says, for His desire, praise God. Now, brothers and sisters, listen to what we're told here. Abraham staggered not at the promises. It's going to come for us time and time again. Our most precious faith is going to be challenged. It's going to be challenged by what you see. What you feel, even by what you think you know, what you think you experience, all of these different things, that's what's going to challenge you. But is it going to be but God? But God. And I love, in a way, this really does say but God in this wonderful text we're at. Abraham was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Listen to what this means. Fully persuaded means to carry out to the end. Full of one thought. Are you fully persuaded? By the grace of God, are you trusting Him to carry you throughout to the end? Are you just full of one thought, as Brother Paul said, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection? Is it truly the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Or is this just, well, I'm going to get through? Jesus, help us, amen. Lord, encourage us, stir us up. What we are to Him for the good pleasure of His will. That desire, that glory that He and His Father spoke of in ages past. Oh, Son, it's not good for you to live alone. Do you hear these things? Do they just minister to your heart? Is it the song and the joy, praise God, that we have every single day? I appreciate Sister Austin. She's not here today, but I thank God for that precious testimony. As she told her sweet granddaughter, how come this isn't bothering you, Grandma? This is such an immense thing going on in our family. Honey, I've learned that things don't matter much. What matters? Amen? Well, I'll tell you what mattered to Abraham. One thing. A lot of people tried to distract him. A lot of ones he loved tried to get him to go a different way. Insulting him, telling him this will never happen and that. Nope. Faithful's my God. Faithful's my God. Oh my. Brothers and sisters, let's not entertain unbelief. Let us glory in the Word of God. We believe the Word of God. Do we not believe the Word of God? Do we not, by the grace of God, know the Word of God? Think of how the Word of God speaks to us and of us. And ye know. It doesn't say you might know. You know. Now by the grace of God, yield to what you know. Yield to what you know. Yield to the lover of your soul. Yield to that love, that all-powerful one that cares for you, that has ministered to you from the very moment of that grace that you received. I take you as my Savior. It's marvelous. Marvelous. The rejoicing that went on in an Abraham. How about a Caleb and a Joshua? Oh, I thank God. I see the word of God working in my life. Sometimes we like to depict ourselves as just one character. I'm all the characters. I can be messed up at one minute, high and low and all of these different things. And I'm so grateful to God. It's because the word of God lives in me. These weren't just characters. This is the living word of God. This is the very life of Christ. Hallelujah. And in this weakened vessel, how marvelous. This vessel that's quick to fail and quick to sin and quick to doubt and quick to fear. But God. And it's marvelous, isn't it not? To walk through life and you see the word of God faithfully prevailing in your life. That's what's the mighty praise in our lives, is it not? It's not anything that I did. It's all glory to God. Did you read what Abraham did? He gave glory to God. He believed God and gave glory to God. He didn't believe God and pat himself on the back. He knew where that faith came from. It was the grace of God. Every fiber of Abraham's faith was all a gift. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. The heart of Daniel, the three Hebrew children, they had complete confidence in God. Strong in faith, giving glory to God, rejoicing, happy, even in manifold temptation. And that's where my heart was a little bit heavy. I don't want to be a complainer. Oftentimes I have to deal with complainers. And I'm talking about my brethren. Let me tell you something about complainers. And the word of God's very clear on it. They never win God's best. If you're a murmurer, you'll never win God's best. That has to be defeated in your life. You will finish with a full joy if you expect to win Christ, your bridegroom. It won't be any other way. Because there won't be time for complaining, because the faith in the word of God overshadows all of that. It's not half full, it's full and overflowing. These trials by the grace of God, they are tailor-made. Those things about your life that you don't want to be, they're tailor-made. They're tailor-made for you to be weak to know you need Jesus. It took so long for me to figure that out. Lord, I want this changed. I want this changed. Why do I want to be changed? He chose me just like I am. He's going to change me from glory to glory into his very image. I can't change a thing, but his word changes everything. Praise you, Jesus. Don't you love to give him glory? Come on, people. Amen. See, the murmurers, they'll settle for a palm. The murmurers will always fall short in a desert. The wife of Jesus Christ is not a complainer. There is joy upon her lips. There is grace in her speech. There is encouragement in her words. I was thinking about that Pilgrim's Progress. Giant despair and doubting castle. Man, I wish those ones wouldn't come to my office. But they do. And I want to encourage them. But man, if you're going to be giant despairing, hit the road. I'll tell you, man, come on. There's nothing to despair about. You're going to miss it. People that walk around with a cloud above their head, oh, it's always this. It's so sad. There's a crown above your head. Lay hold of the crown. I sure love you. I'm thankful to God. You know what? There's not many that get it. You got to cease from your own works to enter into the rest of God. You got to understand how wonderfully and fearfully made you are for him. And then know that for one another. Know that he gave you the exact children you need. The spouse that you have. There's a perfect working. Not just when you think it's perfect. Nothing could make Abraham waver concerning the promises of God. because he had one thought. Isn't it amazing how it always goes back to one thought, one thing? That's what a heart of a lover is. You know, I just got through with a wedding. Let me tell you something. Those two, there was one thought for 3 years. It was a long courtship. But there was one thought. And oh man, I tell you, as that day got closer, it honed in even more. It got more intense. People started to bother him if they weren't in the one thought. Are you kind of like that with Jesus? If you're not about the one thought, don't be a bother to me. I just want to be about the one thought. I want to be around the people with the one thought that want to marry Jesus. Amen. People think you're arrogant, but you know what it is? You're in love. You're in love. It's okay to be in love. It's intense. When you're in love, you know what? Kind of selfish. You just want to be with that one. Well, I'll tell you what. I got a God that loves me with a godly jealousy. And he's a jealous God. He wants me for his own. Matter of fact, he tells me that I'm his. I don't want to wrestle with God no more. I like how he loves me. I like how he keeps me. I like how he possesses me. I like how he holds me. I like when I try to squirm, he might tighten that grip a bit. Oh, he's so faithful. Oh, he's so faithful. And it said that Abraham's faith grew stronger as he gave glory to God. Isn't it amazing what praise and worship will do for your life? Come on a Friday night. Friday night's ready to get ready for Sunday. And I'll tell you what, you want to be in full praise radiating all the time. And you think about what we have at this time. We have even the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You talk about praise and worship. But that's what happens when you grow into that much the more. And it says here that Abraham grew stronger in faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that what God was able to do, what he had promised. See, he saw how alive the faith that God had given him is. Do you know how real and alive the faith of God is? There's nothing more powerful because it pleases God. He's pleased when you believe him. He's pleased. And see, faith isn't something that we're going to see with our natural eyes. Matter of fact, you're not going to see it. It's not going to be there. But it's substance and evidence because it's the word. It's everything. See, everything we see with our eyes is temporal. The Word of God says that. It's going to pass away. But it's the things that are not seen that are eternal. And I thank God that we see this by faith. But brothers and sisters, there's a little bit more here. A little more than even the individual mountains that seem so daunting that face you and me and faced Abraham. What this was all about was one thing. It was about Abraham's promise. Do you know that? What we're talking about here was about the one thing for Abraham's life. It was his promise. If you'll go with me on this, if it was his crown of rejoicing, it was Abraham's crown of rejoicing was this one thing that God had promised that he was going to do through him. He was going to multiply that seed, as the Word of God says, as the stars in heaven. Believers of all ages were going to come through that seed. Literally as well, the Jewish nation or the nation Israel. Just like you and just like me, God sought out that Gentile, and yes, the Gentile Abraham. He sought him out. Out of all those ones, God sought Abraham out. And God called him not out of a house of worship. God called him out of an idol shop. He wasn't seeking God. He didn't really have a thought of God. But what mattered is God had a thought for him. And so he called him out to bring through Abraham that promise because he foreknew Abraham's heart would believe the unimaginable glory that God would bring through him. Did you hear that? See, he knew Abraham's heart would believe the unimaginable glory that God would bring through him, just like he foreknows your heart and my heart, that we would believe that unimaginable glory of the bridal message that he would bring to us. The Lord's really honing in on my heart about his word and how specific and precise. He does not waste his word. His word is there for all. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. But I'll tell you what, this message is a rare message to hear. And it's rare to hear because God will not just scatter that around. It's just like Abraham. He circled that man out. He said, I know that heart will receive this unimaginable glory. Abraham didn't take that lightly, did he? He went fully after it. He said, it's everything. I'm leaving it all. You're either coming with me or you ain't going to see me. I'm going with God. I'm going with God. I'm going after this promise. Well, we don't understand that promise, Abraham. Aren't we doing fine just in what we have? Why do you have to have that promise? Why does it have to be so immense? Why does it have to be so much? Have you ever heard anybody tell you those kinds of things in your life? Why does it have to be the bridal message? Why do you have to go to a church to hear Paul's gospel? Why is there no other gospel to you to hear? Why is it that you follow Paul as he followed Christ? Why are we ones that, as Brother Paul said, if I ever preach or anyone ever preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed? Oh my. It's right here. Here we go. Now, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And brothers and sisters, it's never changed. You believe God, and let it be counted unto you for a crown of righteousness. Oh yes, a crown of righteousness. See, brothers and sisters, it's the same thing, but a better thing. The Word of God says we have a better thing. It's the same grace, but yet the Word of God says that we now have all grace. We have full grace. As Paul said to those Philippians, you have my grace. Amen? Oh, yes. See, don't you love? I love Abraham. I love the father of us all. He taught us the simplicity of it all. He really did. Don't doubt God's promise for your life. Don't doubt it. Why? Why doubt God's promise? Why settle for something with your eyes like Lot did? Huh? Why settle for something with your eyes like Lot did? He was still just, but oh, the loss. And I'm confident they mocked Abraham. Look at that dummy. He let me choose first. Look at that guy. He's still going after God. Look at that. We've got this well-watered plain, and he's just up there in the heights. Huh? Where you at? What do you want? Well, I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, here we go. Abraham's promise, he got it. He was the father of many nations. And our promise, and boy, by the grace of God, I want it. Amen. To be the bride for his son. Eternal glory for his son. I'll tell you what, we need to believe it, don't we? And not hesitate at the promises of God. Don't delay on the promises of God, but be determined for the promises of God. Abraham, it said, he sought a city, a continuing city, whose builder is and maker is God. And you know what? He found it. And here's our call, to seek to be that city, that bride-adorned city, descending from heaven city, having the glory of God. And all I can say, brothers and sisters, God help us. Let's not stagger. Let's not stagger at our exceeding great and precious promise. Amen? We don't have to. We can be fully persuaded all the way till the end. And only about the one thing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the word of your grace. We thank you, Lord, again that you are the anointing. You're the anointing of it all. We thank you, God, that again that this word brings us faith. As it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We thank the Lord that we look to your word today for healing for Brother Ken. Lord, we thank you that you are the balm in Gilead. And we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, we know that you are the keeper. And Lord, we know that you can keep us in a furnace. You can feed us in a lion's den. Lord, you can have us even rest in the stormy waters right with you in the belly of the ship. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement. Thank you that your word is forever alive and true. Help us all, Lord God, to come and lay hold of this today, that this is our calling. We've been called. This is our vocation. We cannot doubt it. Lord, help us to awaken to it, that it would be a life if by any means we might attain to that resurrection. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.